FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 120 people have been left without homes after a fire broke out at an informal settlement south of Durban. The city's disaster team responded to the incident in Mangaung informal settlement yesterday. Newswatch's Xolomusa Zulu reports.
At least 80 structures were destroyed yesterday afternoon in a blaze that's left 129 shack dwellers, including children, homeless. Disaster teams say they worked throughout the night to assist those in the settlement, which falls under Ward 32. A tent has been erected to temporarily shelter the distraught community. City officials and NPOs are currently providing aid to those affected. No injuries were reported and the cause of the fire is being investigated. Xolomusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
An economist has given his predictions of next week's repo rate announcement.
The fact is that the day before that decision is made, we are likely to see the release of the October CPI inflation rate. And that is expected to decline to somewhere between 3.3 and 3.5% from 3.8% in September. That will have been the lowest CPI inflation rate in 4 years.
The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee wraps up this year's meeting next Thursday. Azhar Jameen believes the rate, currently at 8%, is likely to drop by 25 basis points for the second consecutive time.
Even if it cuts the repo rate by 25 basis points, the repo rate will still be 7.75%. And in relation to a 3.5% inflation rate, that represents a real interest rate of 4.25%, which by historical standards is very high and reflects a fairly strict monetary policy.
Trade union COSATU is calling for urgent reforms to stabilise local government and tackle unemployment, poverty and corruption. The unions presented its submission on the mini-budgets division of Revenue Amendment Bill to the National Assembly's Standing Committee. Spokesperson Matthew Parks says the issue of underperforming departments and failing municipalities needs to be addressed.
The overall financial health of municipalities is deeply concerning, with many failing to provide the basic services communities and businesses depend upon. Workers in society and the economy depend upon well-resourced public and municipal services. Government needs to move with speed to ensure that departments and municipalities are able to deliver their constitutional mandates by removing corrupt and criminal elements.
Your top story, over 120 people have been left without homes after a fire broke out at an informal settlement south of Durban. The city's disaster team responded to the incident in Mangaung informal settlement yesterday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.